4 years ago, the laws of space and time were violated.
It must be some kind of hot tub time machine.
And our world was changed forever.
It's time for Movie Month. It is my third annual Movie Month, in which I will be watching 30 movies in 30 days, and I'll either hate them or give them praise. I'm in the middle of nowhere. 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 Echo. 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 Good morning, everybody. Can you believe that it's already day 18? It's Saturday, June 18th, 2016. And I watched a piece of crap movie. I already know if I have to make a list of my 30 movies and I have to rank them from 1 to 30, I already know what number 30 is destined to be. Because for some stupid reason, I decided to watch Hot Tub Time Machine 2. Why would you do that? Everybody just said. Well, I'll give you a little backstory of some of the movies I chose. So I've been renting some movies through Google Play, you know, some of the more recent movies. I've watched movies on Hulu and Netflix, but sometimes I will go down to the local library, the Nevins Library, and they let you take out 5 DVDs for no price, and you have them for a week. Well, that kind of works out perfectly for me. So what I do is I look around for DVDs, anything. And I'll take 5 of them out, bring them home. And here's the thing. I don't have a DVD player hooked up to my television. So what do I do? All right. You didn't hear from me. But I put them in my computer, I rip them so that I can then watch them on my tablet. I have a little 8-inch tablet or 7-inch tablet. Oh, geez, you know, I'm trying to. Anyway, a little 7-inch tablet that I watch these movies on. And I don't, they're not even high quality, so I don't like, I don't consider this like pirating, because I pretty much delete them once I'm done. I have no reason to keep these things, especially today's movie. So I was just kind of perusing the shelf at the library, and I saw Hot Tub Time Machine 2, and I thought, maybe. That was like 3 weeks ago I did that. And I've been staring at it, looking at it. I mentioned to my brother the other night that I might be watching it, and he said, why? And I thought, he's right. 30 movies, and why would I give this one a spot? Now, when the first Hot Tub Time Machine went out, I actually went to the theater and saw it. And there were some things in it that I liked, and I remember when I left the theater, I thought this was hilarious, and I thought it would be like, you know, one of those 40-year-old virgin, super bad kind of like things that I'd watch a lot and a lot and a lot and a lot, and that was the last time I saw that movie. I think I saw moments of it maybe when it was on TV at some point. I kept it on for a few minutes, but when a movie opens up with Turn Up the Radio from Autograph, you think, okay, this is a masterpiece. And also, the fact that, you know, as a child of the 80s, seeing John Cusack in a, basically a screwball comedy for the first time in God knows how long, it made me feel good to you know, I felt like a kid to kind of see him doing something stupid. Luckily, he wasn't stupid enough to come back for the second one. So the people who was, everyone else in the cast, well, the 3 of the other 4 guys came back, which was Clark Duke, Craig Robinson, and Rob Corddry. And this time, the 4th guy was Adam Scott. Because they went to the future, and Adam Scott actually plays the son of John Cusack's, character. Yeah, there we go. I'll tell you a little bit about what I'm doing right now, too, which is very kind of different than usual. But anyway, they go, Rob Corddry's character gets killed in the present. So they go to the future to try to solve his murder. The logic of time travel means nothing in this movie. You know, I talked about how much I love time travel stuff with the Terminator, and how that they try to make sense out of that and try to redo Terminator Genesis. They try to redo storylines and start new timelines. This one just takes a giant crap on that. And then you realize the movie's called Hot Tub Time Machine 2. Who cares if they take a giant crap on that? Who cares if you're saying, well, wait a minute. If he was shot in the past, how could he be alive in the present to try to, or the future, to try to solve his murder? He obviously solved his murder, otherwise he wouldn't be alive. None of that makes sense. Because there aren't multiple versions of these guys, because they jump into their future selves' bodies like Quantum Leap. Except at the end when they said there's more than one of us, and they start running through time. I'm going to spoil this movie because it's garbage and I don't want you to see it. They start jumping through time and, you know, I'm not going to lie. There are some funny things in it. I like Clark Duke. I've liked him since I used to watch an internet show with him and Michael Cera. Look it up on YouTube, Clark and Michael. It's very funny. He used to be on Greek. Yes, I watched Greek. He was in The Office. I enjoyed The Office. He was a little part in Superbad. But I've always liked him and stuff. Greg Robinson. Okay, this one might throw you back. I liked him. Now, I can't even remember the show. I think it was called Lucky. It was on FX. And it starred John Corbin as like a really good poker player. And Craig Robinson was one of his friends. Then he got on The Office. And I liked him even more. I don't know about Rob Corddry. I don't get it. Sometimes I'm not, sometimes I find him kind of dickish. Now, we know he's playing a dick in this movie. I understand that. But I think it comes back to, he was on the Stern Show years ago. I think he was on the wrap-up show. And he was kind of talking to one of the guys on the show, this guy Benji. And I think he just came off a little, I don't know, he turned me the wrong way. I don't know what the word is I'm thinking of, but he was defending another comic, and it was almost like the way he was doing it just kind of it annoyed me. And for some reason that's kind of stuck with me a little in a weird way. And I know I think I started watching the first episode of Children's Hospital. I think I lasted 5 minutes. I mean, I think the shows are only 15 minutes. I don't know. That's a show that I know a lot of comics talk about and everyone likes, and there's a lot of people on it that I like. Maybe I'll go back and try watching someday, but it's weird because sometimes I'm looking at him going, you know, I don't know if he's funny. And then other times I laugh. So it's weird. There were times in this movie that I laughed. Now, I'm not going to lie, because there's funny people in it and there's funny moments that happen. But a lot of it is just plain stupid and no sense. And I'm like, why is this happening? Why are they in a future reality show where the two guys have to have sex with each other in virtual reality? It just like, you know, the guy who wrote it's like, this is going to be hilarious. 10 years in the future, this is what we'll be doing. It made no sense to me. Well, not that it made no sense to me. It just fell flat for me. A lot of it fell flat for me. But not the performances. It's a weird thing. Like, Rob Corddry, okay, again, I've already spoken to him about him. But, you know, the characters didn't annoy me. Clark Duke didn't annoy me because I like him. Craig Robinson didn't annoy me because I like him. And I thought they did a fine job with what they were given. It's weird to say that when you're talking about a friggin' movie called Hot Tub Time Machine 2. And Adam Scott, I've always liked Adam Scott. It's funny that if you only saw, like, Step Brothers, you'd think Adam Scott is a prick. And then I watched that first and I was like, oh, he's that real jerk. And then I went, you know, I started watching Parks and Rec and you like fall in love with him. And this guy is more like that Parks and Rec guy. So I thought that was, very like likable, nerdy guy. And he plays that character very well. And also it was Gillian Jacobs. It's with the hard G. I know that from Community. She has a small part in it too, but it was cool to see her. And Chevy Chase from Community. Yes, he's from a lot of other stuff too, but I'm making all these connections in my head. All in all, I have to tell you, I picked this movie because I knew I could get through it fast. I knew I didn't have to pay attention. And I knew I could watch it
at, you know, 5:45 in the morning. You say, why is this guy watching this terrible movie at 5:45 in the morning? Well, here's why. I'm not at home right now. I'm actually out walking in Gainsvort, New York. Where the F is Gainsvort, New York? That's what I say. But here I am. If you go on Google Maps, Google Maps says, huh? Why? What are you talking about? It's actually, I have a family that lives out here. We're out here visiting. And I'm not going to be like, look, guys, here's the deal. For the next 2-3 hours, I'm going to be watching a movie and podcasting about it. So, you know, talk amongst yourselves. I'll be back. I'm going to go watch Hot Tub Time Machine 2. No, see, that's not going to fly. So I got up really early before any of them would wake up. And I figured what I'll do is I'll take my dog out, come back, lie in bed, watch this crappy movie, and then go for a nice walk myself and talk about it. And that's what I'm doing. Now I am on this street. I just walked by a horse crossing sign. There's a sign up here that says children in area. Really? Where? I'm lucky if I see house in area. You know, there's a good chance that if I took a left up here, that I would end up on a hook in Leatherface's meat locker. Oh, there's a house. Excuse me, I'm lost. Come on in. Okay, I'm getting besides, I'm kind of losing track here. The thing is, I'm in cow country right now. You know, I'm not in the glitz and glamour of New York. I am in the glitz and glamour of, is that a car coming? Oh no. See, I thought a car was coming, which I thought was weird. Nope. I'm walking by a babbling brook. And the thing I thought was a driveway, just a dirt path. I'm sure it's fine. Is that a rebel flag up there? No, we're in New York. We're safe. Anyway, I'm all done here. I got nothing else to give you. But I said I do 30 movies in 30 days, and damn it, even when I'm away visiting family, I watched movie number 18, and here's podcast number 18. Now, right now, it's about 7:30 in the morning. I don't know when I'm going to get this up. At some point of the day, I'm going to get this up. And, oh my God, those are real chickens. And horses. Okay, here's a little side note. My cousin has chickens, too. I don't think of them as chicken people, but they has chickens. Crazy. That's a rooster. Hello, rooster. How are you? Anyway. What was I saying? Oh, yes. Okay. So I finished movie 18. It's done. It's over. I'm excited to see what movie we get to tomorrow, which I'm pretty sure I already know what it's going to be because I only have so many movies on my tablet. So it's one of three movies. One could be a spooky movie from a director who used to be well-respected. One could be another robot movie, but not the robot movie you're thinking of. And another one could be get a bunch of old guys with muscles and throw them in front of a camera. And I think I know which one I'm steering towards. So listen. Thank you guys for listening. That is what I call professional. This is Geek Mentality. My name is Mike. And this is Fans Not Experts Movie Month. You can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality. Find me on Facebook at Fans Not Experts. Find us on the website, fansnotexperts.com, SoundCloud, FNE Movie Month, FNE Movie Month 2. Whew, this is a hill I'm going up here. I'm not stopping until I get about 6,000 steps. Then I'm turning around. Whew, okay. Again, as I said, everything goes back to fansnotexperts.com. Use the hashtag FNE Movie Month if you want to search us on Twitter or Facebook and follow along. And if you don't know by now, part of this little project is I also like to find a picture or a poster from the movie, stick my face on it. So you can see all those at fansnotexperts.com too. Yeah, I already did this. I did this movie yesterday. I knew well in advance that I was going to sit through this monstrosity. And, you know, like I said, there were some things in Hot Tub Time Machine 2 that made me laugh and made me chuckle. But I don't know which if any of it was really smart, it was mostly dumb, and the movie was pretty bad. That's it. I'm done. And before I breathe any heavier, goodbye, and here is my music.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. 'Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans not experts.
Hey guys, spoiler alert, one more thing I wanted to say. I'm walking by that house again, and there actually is a rebel flag hanging up. I was kind of making a joke, but where the hell am I? All right, I'm walking faster. I joked about Texas Chainsaw Massacre before, but now I'm not so sure. All right, goodbye.